Raleigh Cigarette Program starring Red Skelton with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, how often have you used the expression, see for yourself? Yes, seeing for yourself is the final proof of excellence in anything you buy, especially cigarettes. For you can see with your very eyes that Raleigh cigarettes do give you the finer golden tobaccos. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. At a glance, you'll see the tobaccos in Raleighs are unmistakably more golden in color. Now, experts invariably select the more golden tobaccos when buying for quality. From their professional experience, the more golden tobaccos, the tobaccos you can see in Raleigh's, are choicer, more expensive. And for more emphatic proof of Raleigh's superiority, 31 of these exceptional tobaccos are blended to give Raleigh's a flavor unsurpassed. Unrivaled richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh's give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for magnificent premiums. Try them next time. You too will agree. It pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. Ask for Raleigh cigarettes. Playing Buckle Down. And now the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, Truman, did you see the headlines in the Herald Express here in Los Angeles
tonight? Sure did, Red.
It says, Doolittle Doot It. Well, that's the Army and the Navy in the audience tonight.
Say that again. Say, Red, what have you been doing all week?
Well, I'll tell you. We went on a picnic.
A picnic? Where'd you go for this picnic? Up in the woods?
Sure. Where else could I wear my sun suit?
I wore a sun suit once. It didn't have any cuffs, and I got arrested.
You got arrested because your sun suit didn't have any cuffs? Why?
Well, I didn't have any pants to hang them on.
Red, tell me more about the picnic. Did you drive up in your car?
Yeah, you know, and the Sunday traffic was terrible.
Was, huh?
Yeah. You never saw so many people out conserving their tires.
Sounds like quite a trip.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get to where we were going. See, I wanted to save my tires, so I crawled in front of the car feeling for tacks and nails.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Harriet.
Say, I saw you and Jack Cummings, the producer of Ship Ahoy, hanging around the street corner yesterday.
Yeah.
Any luck?
Yes, we... What do you mean? What corner?
Right in front of the Howell drugstore.
Harriet, that's Owl drugstore. Owl like bird, not howl like wolf.
Oh, yeah? Well, try and get a girl to believe that. Say, we really had fun at that picnic.
Yeah, I'll say.
Did you tell Truman about that first spot you picked out for the picnic?
Oh, no. We saw a car full of picnickers spread it out under a tree, see? So we wanted to join them, and then a surprise came when we found out it was only a California driver waiting for the ambulance.
I was a picnicker once.
You were, Ozzie?
Yeah, last week. I went to the Florida State Picnic.
Florida State Picnic? What'd they do?
Nothing. All afternoon, they just sat around and sneered at a California orange.
Say, Red, didn't you have fun when we dangled our feet in that little lake?
No, I didn't.
Well, didn't it cool your feet?
Yeah, it was all right, though somebody... See, I know what's coming. It was all right. It was all right until somebody's strange seal started to play Yankee Doodle on my toe. Oh, but we did pick out a swell spot for the picnic.
Say, I meant to ask you, Red, why did you select an anthill to put the food on?
Well, they were going to find it anyhow to make it easy.
I hope everybody liked the cake I brought.
Yeah, that was really something. So far, we received offers from Goodyear and Firestone for the formula.
Say, did you notice how these musicians, Red? They love picnics.
Yeah, you know, most musicians are not used to the outdoors. Never once in a while, one of them would take too deep of a breath in the fresh air and drop dead.
Say, Red, did the musicians take the girls on the picnic?
Yeah, you should have seen the drummer's girl. 300 pounds. Boy, oh boy, she looked like a U-boat with legs.
Really fat, huh?
Yeah, when you were introduced to her, you only met her one subdivision at a time.
Oh, I didn't mind her being fat. She had too much lipstick on, though, didn't she?
Yeah. We're all that way tonight, aren't we? She looked like a Yubangi who had suddenly discovered strawberry jam.
Well, I guess everyone had fun, huh, Red?
Yeah, you should have seen us trying to build a fire without matches.
Oh, did you rub two sticks together?
No, we didn't have any sticks to rub together, so we made the knock-kneed trombone player run around till his pants got on fire.
There's a girl who lives next door to me who's got the fellas all up a tree. They all go for her in a great big way, but she won't give them a tumble, and here is what they say.
When she's walking down the street, all the boys yell mighty sweet.
Hey, Mabel, wait for me, huh?
When she wears that diamond ring, all the boys begin to sing.
A sweetie face. Wait for me.
She's as popular as a gal can be. A household name in every family. But the one she wants so bad ain't the guy who yells like mad.
Hey, Mabel!
Wait for me. She's as popular as a gal can be. A household name in every family. But the time she failed to stop, it was the corner traffic cop who went.
All right, lady, where's the fire? Now pull over and let's see your driver's license.
Harriet Ozzie in the orchestra, paging Mabel.
Say, Red, yeah. What subject are you going to talk about tonight?
Oh, you weren't at rehearsal, that's right. Well, vacation time's almost here, and everybody will be taking trips in their car. Short ones, of course. So let's see what happens to Bo and Bim, a couple from New York.
Gee, it's good to be out of the city, ain't it?
Yeah, ain't it?
City smells, don't it?
Yeah, I think it followed us, too.
Orange blossoms.
Yeah.
Bo, you better turn off here. This is a restricted zone. The army's liable to shoot at us.
Ah, don't be silly. Oh, well, I always wanted a collapsible Buick. This is the life out here in the country. Everywhere you look, nothing but doik, doik, doik.
That ain't doit, it's oit.
Yeah. Looks like doit. Oh, well, it's a wonderful world, as Lum and Abnormal would say. Hey, look, you want to see me drive with one hand?
Gee.
Yeah, I picked that up from the old man. He drives with no hands.
No hands? How's he steer?
With his stomach. Boy, you ought to see him breed his way around a coif.
Oh, look at Bo over there, cows.
Yeah, you know it's confusion trying to milk them things.
It is?
Yeah, them faucets ain't marked hot or cold.
Watch out, Bo. Here comes a car. He's crowding you off the road.
Oh, yeah, that's what he thinks. Hold on.
What happened? Did we lose a fender?
No, we picked up three. I wonder how far we're going to get on these old tires. That's the question. I didn't expect an answer so soon. Gee, all we got left is that old spare tire, and it's as smooth as glass. Well, there it goes. Uh-oh, Uh-oh, the car's stopping. Something's wrong. Well, that's that.
Well, get out and fix the car.
Okay, okay. Don't yell at me. I'll lift the hood. Hey, no wonder it wouldn't go. Look, there's something in here. Look.
Put it back. Put it back. That's the motor. Oh. Gee, we're lucky. I see a filling station down the road. And here comes the attendant now.
Mm. Howdy, folks. Well, well, well. I never thought Robert Fulton would make it run. My, what a wreck.
This ain't no wreck. This is me car.
Say, that's a nice tail you got there.
One page too soon.
Oh.
Runner, when we get lost, we get lost.
Well, now, what do you want, service or sympathy?
Service.
All right, I'll clean your windshield off.
We ain't got none.
All right, I'll clean your face off then.
Yeah, we ain't got none of them either.
Well, I'll get you some gas then. Yeah. What you want, the 5 cents gas or the 10 cents gas?
What's the difference?
Well, the 10 cents gas is only half water.
Yeah. Say, tell me, how far is it to the next town, huh?
Next town? You mean they built another one?
Yeah. Come on, how far is it to the next town?
Oh, it's about 17 miles as the crow flies.
As the crow flies?
Yeah, but he ain't flying no more. The government took him over.
Does this road go to the next town?
I don't know, ma'am.
Well, haven't you lived here all your life?
Nope, I ain't lived here all my life yet.
Yeah. Now comes that line.
All right, sir. That's a nice tail you got on your radiator cap.
Yeah, that's the best squirrel tail I could find.
Yeah, but what makes it wave from side to side?
Well, the squirrel's underneath the hood. He don't like it so much.
How much gas you say you wanted?
10 gallons.
Only 10 gallons?
Yeah, I ain't no senator.
Gallons. Shall I put it in the tank?
Huh?
Must I put it in the tank?
No, just rub it on the fender.
Look, fella, all we want to know is, does this road go to the next town?
I don't know, ma'am.
Brother, you don't know much of anything, do you?
I ain't lost.
Yeah. And we have Clem, the fellow from the country. His girl is taking a trip, so he's going down to see her off to the train.
Well, here I am. Love, your magic spell is everywhere. Do, 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 do.
Gee, I wonder if Daisy June will notice I ain't wearing shoes. I'll bet I'm the only guy alive who's got brown and white sport feet. Boy, that sun sure feels good on my head. Just a couple of more days and the sap will be running. Well, here's her termite breeder. I'll knock on the door.
Hello, Cam.
Well, Daisy.
Yo, I bought this jacket especially to see you off. How do you like it?
Well, it's nothing but a horse blanket.
Horse blanket? Well, no wonder every time I see an empty wagon, I back into it. It's part of my new suit. It's my victory suit.
That's a victory suit?
Yep. Every time I bend over, it splits into a B.
How do you like what I'm wearing? It's my going-away dress.
What do you mean, your going-away dress?
Well, if I don't make the next payment, it goes away.
You're going to New York, huh, Daisy June? Gee, you'll get to see them skyscrapers. Gosh, I've always wanted to see one of them things work.
Yeah, I'll close this bag.
Oh, here, let me help you. I'll close it for you. I'll run and jump on it. How about that? I forgot to jump. Here, Daisy June, I brought you a going-away present, some perfume.
Mmm, what is it? Canal number 5?
No, it's... Well, it's something new with Meatball 1 and 2. I squoze it myself.
Sam, are you going to be true to me when I'm gone?
How long are you going to be gone?
About a week.
A week? Well, I ain't made of iron, you know.
Well, now, you stay away from that widow. She's a-looking for her husband.
You mean they don't know where he's buried?
Well, it's almost time for me to go.
Yeah, if I didn't have to plow next week, I'd go with you.
Ain't you plowed yet this year?
Nope, my nose is still sore from last year.
Oh, Clem, you're so silly.
Oh, I'm smart. When I was in school, I was voted as the one most likely.
The most likely to what?
I don't know. Well, I got expelled before I got that far. Hey, what do you have to go away for? Do you have to?
Yes, it's family reunion. Hmm. Grandpa's 97, Grandma's 92, Aunt Florence is 91, and Cousin Charlotte is 48.
48? Always a slowpoke in a crowd, ain't there?
Well, let's go, or my train will be leaving without me.
Okay.
Gee, the suitcases are heavy.
Yeah, I'd carry one for you, but it might throw you off your balance.
Oh, dear. There's the 5:15 now. What time is it?
7:30. Hey, that engineerman must be dragging his feet.
Oh, Clem, I'm scared. What'll I do if a strange man speaks to me on the train?
Just pretend you don't see him.
Well, suppose it's the conductor.
All the more reason to pretend you don't see him.
Well, I hope this is the right train.
I'll ask the engineer. Hey, engineer, does this train go to Chicago?
I'm sure I don't know. I'm only responsible for the engine.
Yeah. Must be an egg train. Come on, Daisy June. Which car do you want to get into?
Well, I ain't particular, Clem. One's as good as another.
Well, some of them's got pigs in them, though.
Well, this one looks all right.
Here, I'll give you a little boost. Wait, Daisy June. I'll come around the other side of the train and help you back on.
Going on a trip and you had to make a farewell speech, what would you say, huh?
Oh, Red, I'd say, Raleigh cigarette smokers, right at your fingertips is an answer to one of your country's most pressing problems. I'm referring, of course, to your valuable Raleigh coupons, which are now redeemable for United States war stamps. And rest assured that your redemption of Raleigh coupons for war stamps is doing a mighty job. A recent letter from the United States Treasury Department officially thanks you, Raleigh smokers, for the thousands of dollars you are putting into action by redeeming your Raleigh coupons for war stamps. Keep up your good work. Ask for a pack of Raleighs the next time you buy cigarettes. You'll enjoy Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness, the golden goodness of their exclusive tobacco blend. And you'll enjoy saving those valuable Raleigh premium coupons, now redeemable for United States war stamps.
Indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it pays in many ways to smoke Raleigh's. The pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh cigarettes.
That's what you'd say.
Well, Red, that's about what I'd say. I'm going now, and I'll see you when I get back.
Boy, you give that guy an inch, he'll read a commercial. Getting back to people going on their vacations, we have a lady and her little boy. She's trying to get their baggage packed, and Junior is helping her. So, Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little kid.
Junior, what on earth are you doing?
I'm trying to get me tricycle in that suitcase.
Junior, you can't possibly get your tricycle in that suitcase.
I bet I could if I took me pony out.
Well, you can't take your tricycle anyway.
Can I take me baby carriage?
No! Why do you want to take your baby carriage?
Well, if you're going to stop off and pick at that doctor that brung me, I ain't going to walk.
Junior, have you seen my pink slip anywhere?
No, I ain't seen it. Now that's better.
What are you grunting about?
I'm shining up me tricycle. Now to get rid of that dirty old wag.
Oh, Junior, my pink slip!
That's black and you know that.
Well, don't fuss about taking your tricycle, Junior. We'll only be gone for 2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks? Well, then I better take me widow bed off the top of the car.
And we're not driving. Our tires aren't good enough.
They would be if you unchained Pop and let him out at night.
Junior, your father isn't chained. He may be strapped, but he's not chained. I guess I better call the baggage man. Where's the phone?
It's in that bag over there.
Junior, did you put the phone in the bag?
Yeah, but don't worry, Mommy. The part that hung out, I cut off.
Junior, what will the telephone company say?
I don't know, but it's quite a novelty, us cutting them off.
Well, suppose it should ring.
It won't ring. I cut the wire. Hey, I must have cut the electric light wire by mistake.
Have you got everything packed?
Everything but me tricycle.
Why on earth are you so insistent? Why do you want to bring that tricycle?
Well, it's easier to make dates with little girls with a tricycle. I let them ride in the rumble seat.
Oh, Junior, there's no rumble seat on a tricycle.
I know that, Mommy, and you know that, but some of them little girls are awful dumb.
Well, you still can't take it. I guess you'll have to have something to play with. Look, pick out your favorite toy, and you can take that and nothing more.
Okay. Oh, my goodness, my
now
goodness.
Now what?
I broke your Bing vase.
It's not Bing vase, it's Ming, Ming.
Ming, Bing, what's the difference? It bang now. Well, are you going with me?
No, I guess not.
What you trying to do, foil me?
Now, you never mind, I have to finish packing. Okay. What's in the brown suitcase?
Grandpa thing.
What's in the black suitcase?
Grandpa thing.
What's in the trunk?
Grandpa. Hey, what else can I do, huh?
I wish you'd go and help your father pack.
I would just up there, but he said come down to help you. He said I broke too many bottles. Hey, Mommy.
Junior, there's a doorbell.
I hear that. We got company. We got people coming to you. What's up, Doc? Oh, the mailman.
Ah, there, Junior. Here's a letter for you.
For me?
Mm-hmm.
Well, comb down me hair and call me Veronica. Hey, what do it say in the letter, huh? Read it to me. I don't have me glasses with me.
You don't wear glasses, do you, Junior?
Oh, right, so I can't read. I need somebody to embarrass you.
The letter says, Dear Junior... Oh, well, this is nothing. Just a pamphlet advertising some college. Tell me, what college are you going to, Junior?
College? I ain't even picked out kindergarten yet.
All right, take this into your mother. So long. Okay. Oh, by the way, how's your father?
He in jail.
In jail?
Yeah, last night he ran into the house with a pocketbook for Mummy, but the woman wouldn't let go of it.
That's too bad. I'll wave to him when I pass the jail.
Would you? Hey, Mummy, look, I got a letter from a college. Gee, knowing that you're going to send me to a college really a load off my mind. All the time I thought it was reform school I was going to.
Why, Junior, we wouldn't think of sending you to reform school. The state's trying to help those boys.
Yeah. Well, I go pack me toy.
I'll go see who it is.
Okay, I'll watch.
Baggage, man, is it ready?
Oh, yes, it's right over there. Three suitcases in the trunk.
Okay, I'll just pick up... Ow!
What's the matter?
I don't know. It felt like a rat just bit me on the ankle.
Hey, wait a minute, white guy. Who are you calling a rat?
You.
He knows me very well, don't he, Paul?
Well, so you're going on a trip, huh, little boy?
Yeah, the landlord just gave us 24 hours to get rid of me.
Junior, now get out of the way.
No, I want to help the man.
No.
You let me help or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody you told a story at the sugar ration board.
I did not.
Yes, you did. You got 45 pounds of sugar right in the house here.
Where?
Hmm?
Where?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Seems to me you're getting just a little bit too fresh, young man.
Oh, you hit me. You hit me. You broke my widow. You broke my widow.
I broke your little what?
Give me time. I'm working on time.
About these bags, lady.
Oh, yes, yes. They're right in here.
Can I have a banana,
That's
Mommy?
That's my line, you rat.
Yes, dear. On the dining room table.
Can I have a banana, too? You're on the dining room table. Oh, boy, look at them nice big bananas. Now I will set out on the porch steps and eat it.
Hey, now, don't sit in the middle of the steps. I'm coming down with the bags. You wouldn't want me to slip and fall, would you?
Oh, no. Hey, that gave me a good idea, though. I could take this banana skin and make it a lot easier for him. I could fix it so he wouldn't even touch the last 10 steps. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will hurry and peel the banana. Zipper. Oh, now here comes the baggage man. How to put the banana peeling in position.
Gangway.
Oh, boy, here he comes.
Come on, heads up.
1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, he missed it.
Junior, come here and get dressed.
Okay, I had coming. Ooh! How do you like that? Caught in me own trap. That baggage man made me fall down.
I did? What did I do?
It ain't what you do, it's what you didn't do.
Junior, stop babbling and go inside.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, there's one more trunk. It's in Junior's room.
Okay. Hey, what's in this trunk? Iron bricks?
Why, no, just a few of my things.
No, it ain't, Mommy. I take you things out.
What for?
Well, you said I could take what I would like to play with most.
Well, what did you take?
Me sand pile.
Ozzy and the band play Jack Owen's musical version of Red Skelton's I Doot It. L. King jumps in with a word to pipe smokers.
You'll uncover a treasure chest of happy smoking hours when you open a package of Sir Walter Raleigh. It's flavor-packed with a nut-like richness. Sir Walter Raleigh is carefully blended from selected Burleys. It's smooth and mild, completely enjoyable and extra mellow, as only proper aging and precise curing can produce. And especially important, Sir Walter Raleigh has a fragrant He-Man aroma that everyone likes. Try the quality pipe tobacco of America tonight. Get Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next week at the same time. Red Skelton, Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Until next week, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening.
Red Skelton is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This program is broadcast to our armed forces abroad and came to you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.